Have performance-enhancing drugs changed baseball forever? We're not suggesting a debate to stir up in the bleachers, although I frankly don't see anything wrong with doing that. It's a question four experts will discuss next week at an event put on by Zocalo Public Square. One of those panelists is writer Jane Levy. She's written biographies of Sandy Koufax and Mickey Mantle, among other things. So I posed the question to her.
It may have changed the perception of baseball by people who are so disgusted by them that, you know, they don't want anything to do with the game, though, of course, you know, what's the alternative, the NFL and concussions? Has it changed the way the game played? I actually, for the benefit of this conversation, went and checked some records, and back in 1998, Sosa McGuire year, when everything was so out of whack, there were 13 players who hit 40 home runs. Eight have now been linked to steroids. Last year, there were only two people who hit over 40 home runs. So has it changed it forever? No, the numbers are coming back down to the way the game used to be played. Whether it has changed how people feel about watching the game, I think that happened a long time ago, frankly.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because part of your book about Mickey Mantle talks about sort of the lost innocence of that era. And I'm curious if you think that the innocence that we don't have now goes all the way back to that, or is it maybe more recent, maybe back to that 1998 season with McGuire and Sosa?
I think the loss of innocence, you know, started in the Garden of Eden. You know, Babe Ruth, who I'm trying to write about now, drank too much and he was not in shape. You know, the guys in the 50s gobbled greenies, including Mantle and all those great Yankees. Last year, when A-Rod came back and the Yankees played him, even though everyone knew he was guilty, there was an opportunity, if a club wanted to take it, to say, we're not going to tolerate this, we're not going to sanction it, and they didn't do it. The St. Louis Cardinals, which is one of the best-run organizations in baseball, paid Johnny Peralta, who served 50 games last year for steroids. You know, he gave him the sun, the moon, and the stars to play this year. So it isn't just players who are willing to, you know, make those kind of morally equivocal decisions. It's management, too.
Well, and you mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals, and a few years ago they brought Mark McGuire back as a coach. Barry Bonds we're seeing this year in spring training as an instructor for the Giants. Do you think that down the road, some of these guys that maybe did it, maybe didn't, but have been linked to steroids, will they be sort of back accepted in the game?
Well, I think they already are. I mean, McGuire's the batting coach now in Los Angeles for the Dodgers. To me, it's very simple. If a guy comes out and apologizes and says, yeah, I did it, it was wrong, and none of this, it was wrong, but it wasn't really illegal and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was wrong, I did it, I'm sorry. If I could do it over, I wouldn't. And this is what I'm doing to persuade a high school student that they shouldn't do it either. Then, okay, you give them a second chance. But the pussyfooting sort of, well, I didn't really do it, and, you know, everybody else was doing it. You know, we don't tolerate that from our third graders. Would they do something wrong? So why should we tolerate it from these guys?
Jane Levy is the author of biographies of Mickey Mantle and Sandy Koufax, among other works. She'll be in the Valley next week as a panelist at a discussion asking whether PEDs are in baseball's past or if they'll be a part of the game into the future.